Giovanni Kozulich, engineer on board the Baron Gouge. I was going towards the cabin. I was between the deck houses of the second and the first bridge on the upper deck. It was 2:45 in the afternoon. The weather was beautiful, sunny and warm. We were about 10-11 miles off the coast, more or less north of the Brioni Islands. I passed a few passengers who were observing the horizon. At that moment there was a grim death detonation from an explosion that occurred underwater. It seemed to me that the boat had lifted. I couldn't see any other ships around. After the explosion everybody was caught by panic. There was an indescribable confusion of shouts, screams and cries, and it was no longer clear who was receiving orders and who was giving them. I, the ship's purser Metis, who died in the disaster, the second engineer Batagil, who also died, and the third engineer Yaklich, began to help passengers, shouting to them in Italian and German to move to the upper deck, the promenade deck, where the passengers must go in order to board the lifeboats. When I realized what was about to happen, my first thought was to climb to the bridge on which the lifeboats were, to help with their lowering. The place that I was assigned to was lifeboat number 7 on the starboard side. When, however, I reached the stairs to the upper bridge, they were crowded with horror-stricken people who were trying to climb up at all costs. Given that the stairs were useless, I thought that I would climb up the hallway, but since one of my hands is disabled, that was way too dangerous for me. Then I thought I should find a life belt and see to my own rescue. I tried to reach my cabin to take my pillow, which was also a life-saving device, but when I came onto the deck, I saw that the water had penetrated the starboard side and that the deck was already approximately 70 centimeters underwater. There was no time left. I had to return, and I decided to jump into the water dressed as I was. Before I did so, I called on other people to do as I do, or to go to a higher deck. After I had jumped, I swam about 3/4 of an hour, and then I was saved by destroyer Triglav. No, the crew behaved well. Lupus managed to save at least 40 people by lowering the lifeboat into the sea, while others, such as second deck officer Lever and Captain Winter, saved themselves swimming. From what I've seen, the crew tried to save everybody. What with advice, what with actions. The crew cannot be blamed for the deaths of so many people. The panic that broke out among the passengers and the uproar that followed are to blame. Besides, there was too little time to do anything. In just 5 minutes, for passengers that weren't used to it, the ship had become a maze. Who knows how many remained in their cabins and failed to get out on time. All the lifeboats were at their designated places. 2 months ago, when I had joined the ship, I saw that some were lowered into the sea at the bow, and since my boarding in Trieste, 2 life-saving maneuvers had been carried out in 9 months. I participated at one, and perhaps there might have been a few exercises while I was on leave. So the allegation that the boats were useless and faulty should be ruled out. I did not manage to see boats getting lowered into the sea, but later I saw 3 of them floating. One with Lupus, which was moving towards the mainland and towards which I repeatedly cried out, "Help!" but no one heard me. The second overturned, overcrowded with passengers, and there was a 3rd one which disappeared with the sinking of the ship. I didn't even see the steam emerging. The sound that I heard came from safety valves at the boilers that went on automatically when the machines stopped. The machines had been stopped by 4th engineer Chermak, who told me so himself. But because of inertia, the ship continued to sail for a short while before she stopped and sank.